some prefer the Alexandrian school, but I am of the opinion... Oh, please sit down, gentlemen. The Japanese vase, Dr. Watson, it can go somewhere.
Oh, yes. Perhaps over here.
Now, what was I the opinion of?
I've no idea.
You collect insects as well?
Yes, bees, butterflies, spiders, all sorts.
They're all beautifully mounted. Indeed, a labor of love. Yes, even bumblebees. Yeah, I think I know this fellow. Yes, Bombus alpinus?
Yes, from Scandinavia. Yeah. Must have been freezing, poor chap.
Yes, this one. Yes, this one, the arch-enemy of the rose.
The leaf-cutter bee.
Megacaryle centuncularis.
Well...
I didn't know you were an expert on bees, Holmes.
I have a passing knowledge.
Well, please, sit. You see before you my little interests. My doctor lectures me about never going out, but I hate to leave them.
You never leave here?
Seldom. Quiet life. So this news came as a tremendous shock. Pleasant, but tremendous. One to find. One more Gary dead.
Indeed.
I have no male relatives, unfortunately. Females are disqualified. But there must be someone somewhere. I heard that you handle strange cases, Mr. Holmes. That's why I sent to you. Can you help me?
We shall see.
So much on the market I am unable to purchase for want of a few £100. Think what I could do with $5 million. Why, I could have the basis of a national collection. National!
This American gentleman, under this week, you were unaware of his existence.
Yes, till last Tuesday. Oh, he came bouncing in here like a rubber ball.
Yes, that's just about describes him.
Has he asked for any money from you?
No. Never.
You see no possible object he has in view?
None, except for what he states.
Are there any items of great value in here?
Oh, dear me, no. It's a good collection, but not a valuable one.
So you have no fear of burglars?
Not the least.
How long have you been in these rooms?
Almost 5 years.
Mr. Garideb. Mr. Garideb.
Great news, sir. Hmm? You are a rich man.
He's here, sir.
My congratulations.
What? Thank you, Mrs. Saunders.
Beg your pardon. And Mr. Holmes, sorry to have put you to the trouble. Read this. Read this and rejoice.
Watson, what do you do the honors?
Certainly. Howard Garideb.
Note the name.
Constructor of agricultural machinery, binders, reapers, hand plows, buckboards, and all other appliances. Estimates for artesian wells apply to Royal Buildings, Aston.
Aston, Birmingham.
Howard Garideb.
Glorious! That's the place. I opened up an inquiry there and was sent this advertisement from the local paper. Mm-hmm. I have telegraphed a man and told him to expect you, Mr. Nathan, by tomorrow afternoon, 4:00.
Me? Why me?
I appeal to you, gentlemen. Is it not the wise course? Who would believe me, a wandering American with a fantastic tale?
Indeed.
Whereas you, sir, British through and through, solid reference. He's bound to take notice.
But
besides, time is of the essence. I have much to do tomorrow. Kansas must be informed. Wheels must be set in motion. If there's any problems, Mr. Nathan, I will follow you up. I give you my word.
But I've not made such a journey in years.
I have figured your connections. You have to leave here by noontime. All you have to do is see the man, explain the matter, and get a sworn affidavit of his existence.
Simple. But Birmingham... It's way up in the Midlands, isn't it? I mean, the Midlands.
By the Lord! I've come all the way from the heartland of America. It is surely little enough for you to go a few hundred miles to push this matter through.
Mr. Holmes, what do you think?
I believe our friend is right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure your presence will help convince this man, and you must remember what's at stake.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, my collection, the Holy Grail. Yes, of course. I shall do it.
That's the spirit. I'll call tomorrow and see you off on the train. Tomorrow is the day of reckoning, and the reckoning will be a damn fine one. Good day to you, gentlemen. Good day to one and all.
An energetic race, the Americans.
Yes.
Ah, Mrs. Saunders. Your employer is going to be a very rich man.
So you said, sir.
Very rich. Who knows?
perhaps you may share in the good fortune.
In dollars, I believe.